the X with OG at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a...
We're back, baby.
Hello, hello, hello. Baseball is back too, ain't it?
Sure is. Sure is. We're back here with episode 6 of The Rivalry. Took a little hiatus. School got a little crazy. Life got a little crazy. But baseball got a little crazy.
A 99 recap.
Days later.
Do a little rewind.
We can do a little rewind. I like that. I like that. So our last podcast was talking about the race for home field in the wild card game.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell the people what happened?
I think the Yankees lost that one, no?
Sure did. They lost the race and they lost the wild card game, both. A little twofer.
That Giancarlo Stanton home run still lives in my head.
How about the Giancarlo Stanton home run that didn't go out?
Yeah, that one. That's the one I was talking about.
Oh, no. What have I done? What did I do wrong?
then what, you guys lose to the Astros, right?
Yeah, it happens. Hey, man, after 2020, coming back in 2021 and making it to the ALCS, I cannot complain.
And then the Astros beat the Braves beat the Astros.
Yeah.
The Braves beat the Astros.
Except the Braves a little bit.
We're your 2021 champions.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Then we got into the free agents.
Yeah.
And then
big free agents. What big free agents signed?
Corey Seager.
For Corey Seager with the Rangers.
Corey Seager signed.
Semien with the
Marcus
Rangers.
Semien with the Rangers. Then you had Mad Max getting paid $1 billion to go to the New York Mets.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy.
He's also public enemy number one.
Oh, he sure is, but we'll get into that.
I don't care what anybody says. If the Yankees said no, but Max Scherzer had the biggest voice in that room.
Yeah, and he swayed all 8 votes on the board.
That union couldn't be split. That would have been horrible if the executive board looked 4-4. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, for sure. That would have been terrible.
That would have been bad. Well, signed.
But so after these free agents signed, we had the lockout. Started 100 days ago from today. Ended yesterday. We didn't get a chance to record, but ended yesterday. There was really nothing to talk about during that time. Because
nothing at all.
Yeah, honestly, there was 100 days of lockouts and they probably and didn't start talking until the last 21.
And I think every baseball fan was annoyed for those 100 days.
For sure. Every baseball fan was threatening to not be a baseball fan anymore.
Well, I sure as hell was.
I was ready to go watch some fucking golf.
Hey, nothing wrong with golf.
So
we also changed a little bit since the last podcast too. I don't have the hair. I don't have the hair anymore.
Shit, we might have to update the cover.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Mr. Kendall Roy joining us for the first time in the back.
There we go. This is terrible radio. No one can see what we're talking about.
Yeah, nobody can see. Nobody can see. Nobody sees.
But yeah, the last 2 or 3 weeks, I'd say, is when the CBA talks really started getting going. We got blue balled a little bit while they were in Florida the last day. 100
times we got blue balled.
Yeah, for sure. But about a week ago, I want to say, I don't know the exact date, the end of February, both parties were in Florida, the Players Association and the MLB. And it was like, it had to be like midnight that there was rumors on Twitter that the talks were really getting going. It was looking like we were on the 1 yard line. I don't know how you feel about that. I feel as if that was just the MLB controlling the media because they gave their last offer right before that. And they wanted to make it seem as if they gave their best offer and talks were really getting going. And then the players denied it and kept the lockout going, which entirely wasn't the case. I think it was 100% a narrative controlled by the MLB and just trying to make the players look like the villain. I know you might have a different opinion about that.
I was team owner.
Of course you were.
I was team owner. Just play the fucking game. You're playing a child's children game.
Hey, man, the owners have billions of dollars.
Hey, they did it for a reason. They got it. Their cash.
Players are the reason they're making more money. So they deserve their fair share.
Who gives a? Who cares about the CBA now? Yeah,
now, like I said,
they both
I kept
sucked.
Saying the entire time, once the CBA gets signed, no one's going to give a shit.
Yeah, nobody cares. Who cares about that stupid thing? We'll go through this again in 5 years when they both hate each other again.
I think it'll be a little better.
I don't even know how long
years.
Is the CBA.
It's
is it
5 years.
Is it a 5-year deal?
Yeah. I think we'll get a little longer. A little more peace the next CBA. I think this set a good precedent for some peace during the next CBA. The second longest labor stoppage in MLB history. I think it turned into a long period of peace.
Then we gotta give a huge shout out to the true winner of the lockout.
And who is that?
You don't know who it is?
Mm-mm.
The guy that used to get flamed all the time.
Oh, Bob Nightingale.
Bob Nightingale or Gale, whatever his name is.
Bob Nightingale.
Everybody used to hate on him. Now he's
Bob
the king.
Bob Nightingale was dropping bombs during the fucking lockout, baby.
He was better than Passum.
I was putting his notifications on.
And Passum yesterday.
Got
biggest
hacked.
Day of,
biggest
day biggest
of his
day
life.
Of his life.
Hacked.
He gets hacked.
By some NFT guru. Jeffa.
That was very funny. Jeffa. That was very funny. Well, since we got baseball back.
Why don't we talk about some of the details in the lockout in the CBA?
Oh, you
some
can go
interesting
into that.
Details. We got how about this? Universal DH.
Oh, it's awesome. Very
I
excited
love it.
For that.
So
I do I am gonna miss
never
the
watch
hit.
A pitcher hit.
I am gonna miss the pitchers hitting though. I do love that.
I don't.
I do love a fucking bomb from a home pitcher once in a while.
95% of the time it's just
a strikeout, yeah.
A strikeout.
That's like watching Joey Gallo at bat. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Then you got no shift anymore.
No, that's
next
not,
year.
Yet. Not yet.
No, that's next year. That's next year. I know that, but it's still in the CBA.
Yeah, it is.
So that's pretty huge. Joey Gallo is going to become a. Joey Gallo is going to become a 200 hitter now.
Oh, for sure. Bigger bases.
I like the bigger bases. That doesn't do anything. It just helps
matter.
The injuries. Helps injuries.
Doesn't matter to me.
Hopefully,
Giancarlo
and Judge can't tear their hamstrings anymore running the first base.
I think it also helps with base stealing, which I think is something that they're trying to incorporate more of.
I think the pitch clock is going to help that too.
You think?
Oh yeah, well, they got the runner will have like a time now, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Now the pitcher can't hold the ball for 45 minutes and
agreed.
Screw up the runner's timing. Now he's going to have a full blown timing. Feel bad for, oh my god, imagine Trey Turner on base. Holy shit, it's gonna be scary. Once he gets that time, oh my god, he might have 60 stolen bases
probably
first 3 months.
who led in stolen bases last year?
Oh, I couldn't. You can give me a million guesses. I wouldn't know. So an interesting note today, Miguel Andujar got robbed in his farm in DR.
Really?
Yeah, got held at gunpoint. Got held at gunpoint.
And he probably couldn't play defense to help himself.
No, he couldn't probably. The 12-team playoffs as well.
Yes.
That would be interesting.
Very interesting. I'm not sure exactly what the format is.
It's gonna be it's like two wild card games.
Hmm.
I don't know if it's going to be a one and done.
I don't think it's a one and done anymore.
Then it might be two out of three.
I think
then.
It's two out of three. Stolen bases was Starlin Marte.
Oh, wow.
47.
So then you'll have. So this is what I saw. Like it would be the Yankees, Red Sox. And then I think the Blue Jays would have made it. What do we have? Four divisions, right?
Yeah.
So I think it would have been the White Sox versus the Blue Jays. That's what I think it would have been. I think the least best division team plays in that best of three, I think. I don't know. Don't quote me. I think.
No, there's only three divisions.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
West, Central. Oh, yeah, you're right.
West, Central, East.
There's four in football. That's why I got confused.
Yeah. I was so confused for a second.
There'll be four wildcard teams.
Okay.
There'll be four wildcard.
Yeah, because there are only 12 team playoff, not 14.
Yeah. So how the hell does this work?
I don't know. It's gonna be three wild.
I saw a thing today on Instagram. Actually,
it's gonna be three wild card teams, three
divisions, right?
Three divisions.
Okay, so then the worst division team plays in the best of three. Okay, yeah, okay.
Really?
I think so. Yeah,
because like then that.
I think the two top seeds,
I mean,
in the divisions get the bye into the ALDS.
Yeah, that kind of sucks though, because then you're, what's the point of winning a division then?
I agree.
Kind of takes away from that.
Gives you more money though, as the owners. That's what they wanted.
Yeah, I know. It fucking sucks.
What else is there? Bigger luxury tax. Yeah. No, I always thought the CBA stood for collective bargaining tax. It's competitive bargaining tax.
Competitive balance tax.
Oh, balance.
Yeah. Wow. So the minimum salary is going up to $700,000.
I think it increases every year. And it increases year, no?
by $20,000 every year. In 2026, it'll be $780,000. The competitive balance tax is starting at
$230,000,
and it will increase by $14 million over the 5 years of the agreement, ending at 244. There's also a pre-arbitration pool, which is very interesting to me. It starts at 50 million. It's interesting how it's broken down. I don't know if you saw this on Twitter.
No.
I don't have the exact tweet pulled up, but it's something like MVP gets like 2.5 million. Second place for MVP gets like 2 million. Top five gets like 1 million. Rookie of the year gets 750,000. Blah blah blah. So it's broken down like that for a bunch of different awards. Same for Cy Young. So it goes Cy Young, Rookie of the Year, MVP, and then first team and second team, all MLB. And you can only get those money if you're pre-arbitration, and you can only get one award. So say you win Rookie of the Year and MVP, you only get the $2.5 million from the MVP. You don't get the Rookie of the Year money.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing with the Rookie of the Year thing is you get a full year of service too, first and second place.
Yeah,
so you can come,
I think,
in,
that's awesome.
You come in July, you get a full year still.
Mm-hmm. Chris Bryant would have been a free agent last year.
Yeah, if he would have.
If this would have been in place. There's a draft lottery, top six selections.
Yeah, who cares about that?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the points I was trying to make. The players were using that as a big bargaining chip, or the owners were using that as a big bargaining chip against the players. Players wanted to stop tanking so that owners wouldn't get their top draft picks and try to avoid tanking at all costs. But I honestly have never thought tanking has been a big deal in the MLB, and I think the players put a little bit too much emphasis on that. They could have got more in other places if it wasn't for how much they wanted this draft lottery, because they ended up getting the amount of picks that they wanted too.
I think they wanted 8.
Did that? Well, eventually they went down to 6, and the owners were at 5 for a while.
Yeah, they were all at different places for a while.
Yeah,
it was very annoying. And then the international draft was a fucking huge issue.
Oh, yeah, but
came out of nowhere.
I know.
I don't even understand that.
I don't understand exactly why people are against it. I just see what David Ortiz was saying is that everything, it's happening too fast.
So, like, Tatis would have been in a draft and he would have been able to be drafted.
Yeah.
So
I think they're saying
so there's no more, you can't, there's no more international signings. That's what it is. So it's only international drafts now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so
they have until July 25th to decide on how to implement that. And if they don't decide, then it goes back to the old ways.
So it would have been, like the Yankees signed the shortstop before the lockout, like the number one international prospect.
Yes.
He would have been, they wouldn't have been able to do that. They would have had to draft him.
Yes.
And the rotation's different every year, I believe. I don't know how that will work.
I don't know how the picks
work. I don't know how the pick will work.
I know that.
What is on my keyboard?
A lot of people were saying that the owners wanted this because now they won't have to scout kids in the DR and any other place while they're like 12 and 13 years old. So they're going to save millions of dollars flying people out there every year. They only have to scout them when they turn, I don't know if it's still 16 or maybe 18 now. They only have to scout them when they're 18 now.
And that would have sucked. We would have never gotten Jason Dominguez.
Exactly. So it's things like that. Like, you never would have been over there watching Jason Dominguez since the time he was 11 fucking years old.
Oh, I want that. I don't want the draft anymore.
It's, I don't want the draft. 20 rounds, 600 selections, $20 million. Signing bonuses are guaranteed. But they have until July 25th to implement this. If they don't implement it, everything goes back to the way it was. If they do implement it, there's no more qualifying offer.
Oh, okay. That's like a lose-lose.
I hate the qualifying offer.
I do too. But like I'm saying lose-lose as in like I don't want the international draft and I don't want the qualifying offer. So
yeah, I know.
whatever happens here, it's a lose-lose in my eyes.
Yeah.
This qualifying offer sucks.
Yeah.
It slows down free agency by a lot.
And it makes people not make as much as they would because there's a stigma behind them. Oh, if I sign this guy, I'm gonna lose my second round draft pick.
Yeah, so I think Stroman was a qualified player, no?
Mm-hmm. But he signed it, I think.
Yeah. No. Stroman's a Cub.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So the Cubs lose their second-round draft pick.
I don't know. He might not have been qualified.
No, I think I'm pretty sure he was.
I don't know what the Mets do. I don't pay attention to them.
Yeah, fuck the Mets.
Connor Farley, shout out to him. Love the shout outs. He wanted teams to be able to spend. Like, he wanted a cap for spending. Like, how in football and basketball, there's like a floor. Like, you need to spend this much money.
I see. If you do that, if you have a floor, you need a cap.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the only thing.
I just don't know how caps would work in baseball.
Yeah, me neither. I don't hate,
especially what people make the idea of $50 million.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, Max Scherzer's making $100 million over 2 years.
So I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, and the idea of a floor, but the thing with a floor is that you need a cap, and cap in baseball would be extremely hard to implement
because you're paying $40 now. Well, yeah. They do it in different sports, but it's just with the money that they get is just ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
Like what would the Yankees do? They have Giancarlo and Stanton and Cole. Making $30 million plus,
yeah, like, each.
I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, it would be very interesting. But they did add a third threshold.
No, I think they added a fourth threshold.
Is it fourth?
Yeah,
I thought it was 20, 40, and now 60 million.
Oh, I don't. Why then? They were bitching about something, Max and Lindor. I think they were bitching about the fourth tier.
Bitches.
They were bitching about the fourth tier, I believe.
Fuck Max Scherzer. Fuck Francisco Lindor. Fuck Steve Cohen. Fuck the Mets for almost fucking up this deal. The Mets are fucking dead to me.
I agree. I don't want no Cole hate, Zach Britton hate. Who really cares about Zach Britton? But I don't want no Cole hate. He had to say no. If can't you don't split think, that union.
Exactly. If you split the union, you look fucking terrible.
The executive board. You can't split the executive board.
And if
that's
you
what
look,
it is.
If you don't think Scherzer and Lindor had the most vocal voices in that room, you're fucking delusional.
Max was number one.
Sure. Max and he's the one making the most fucking money.
I would say Max was number one. But I did see a tweet yesterday. Yankees $128 million under the tax.
Really?
Into next year.
Interesting.
So you know what that means, right? Give Freddie Freeman the bag. Give him the bag. Give him like the bag. Cash him up. I want him. I don't care if the Yankees sign anybody else. I just want Freddie Freeman now.
That's fair.
Oh, I don't care if I get a stop gig.
That would be a very interesting move.
You get a great leadership in the locker room because you're not getting that from Aaron Judge. And you're getting a great left-handed hitter who plays first base.
If the Yankees sign Freeman, the Sox have got to go for Correa.
I don't see you guys go. I can see first base for you guys. That's about it.
What other first basemen are there?
Rizzo. Rizzy. Rizzy baby. Tristan
Cassis coming up this year.
Rizzy baby. You can't go Tristan wrong with Cassis Rizzy. Tristan
Cassis is going to be a fucking monster.
Can't go wrong with Rizzy, though. Love him.
I don't know if you saw this in the all the tweets, but what I'm looking on the MLB.com website says that one of the other rule changes is also an automatic ball or strike zone.
Wait, what?
Automatic strike zone is one of the other rule changes that can be.
Oh, so a robot adopted. Umpire.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
I don't think that's ever going to actually happen. It if you've looked at other leagues, it doesn't work. I know the Florida league. It never really works. There's fucking balls over people's heads that the umpire is calling strikes because they have to.
I like the way it is, even though what's his name had the worst game of his life behind the plate in that wild card game. The Red Sox Yankee game, that was the worst umpire strike zone.
There was a lot of bad calls against the Red Sox in the Astros series too.
I don't know if I really watched. After the Yankees go out, it's hard to watch, especially with the Red Sox winning. But that wild card game was brutal from that umpire. Absolutely brutal.
Contracts for arbitration eligible players will be guaranteed.
Yeah.
Players can only be optioned 5 times per season,
which is up. It used to be 3.
Yeah. I think that's the players wanted more options, though.
That's fine. That's fine by me.
Yeah, because then you can get brought up more.
Yeah.
And if you only have one option left, the teams are
scared to bring you up.
Scared to bring you up because then you have to stay up.
Yep. So I like it. I don't mind the 5.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You get an option 5 times a year. That's nuts.
Yeah. It's a lot of fucking moving. Clubs promoting top prospects to opening day rosters will be eligible to receive draft picks if the players finish top 3 in rookie of the year voting or top 5 in MVP or Cy Young voting. Interesting. I wonder where your draft pick, you get bonuses for your players. Okay. I don't hate that. Yeah, top 2 division winners getting a bye. So the schedule is going to be very much like football in the playoffs.
Yeah, but it's not really that crazy of a bye.
It's one extra team per division, right?
Yeah, it's one extra team because it used to be 5.
Yeah, so that's not even
3 division winners and the 5 and the 2 wildcard winners. So now you'll have 3 and 3. So now in July, you won't have 10 teams out of the race.
Exactly.
I didn't want 14 teams. That would have been too much.
No, yeah, I 100% agree. That's half of the league making it.
Yeah, I don't want to want that.
It definitely would not have looked
it's like football. That's like basketball. Like, just let everybody come. Like, what the hell are you doing? 16 teams in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
So now it's 20 teams.
Yeah, with the play-in. Yeah, that's fucking nuts. That's
stupid. What's the point of a regular season at that point?
Yeah, you're literally just playing in the playoffs.
You just can't. You just can't super suck.
So, what free agents are you looking at?
I told you, just that one.
Just Freddie Freeman.
Yep.
Nobody else.
I slammed the door on Brett Gardner too.
Why?
his old ass. I don't need him anymore. Don't need him anymore.
Someone tweeted, I think this is the longest Brett Gardner hasn't been a Yankee.
I just give Freddie Freeman a call. That's all you got to do. All you got to do, give him a call.
Can you play the little money for me? Because that's what the Red Sox are going to do to Seiya Suzuki.
I'm hearing a lot of things going to go to the Giants. I don't know why.
Fuck the Giants. Seiya Suzuki is going to be Roman right field in Fenway Park for the next 5 years.
It's gonna be a stud.
I hope so. I'm pretty sure that's the reason that Heim traded Hunter Renfro. If that's not the reason Heim traded Hunter Renfro, then I don't know why he did it.
My favorite.
Renfro?
Yeah.
Dustin?
Dustin. Good old Dustin. Yo, this thing is awesome. I'm going to have fun with this thing. I bought a soundboard, guys. I can also change my voice. So let's give the people a little test here. A radio demon? Let's go T-Pain. What's up? Oh, it's still the same voice. I haven't changed it yet.
There we go. Here's T-Pain up in the joint. See, this is going to be fun, guys. We're upgrading over here.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Since Section 10's gone, you know, we're going to be the next big thing. We're coming for you, Jared.
We're coming, Barstool. Barstool, we're looking at you.
DraftKings, if you want to drop a bag on us, we won't be mad.
We get to keep the name, though. We get
the rights. We'll keep the... And maybe we'll get pictures and colors and shit. Like video.
What do you mean?
We'll get some video on DraftKings.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe they'll give us a live thing.
Maybe they'll give us some fucking locks, bro.
That's true, too. Oh, we haven't been good with the gambling.
It's been a rough couple days. I've been taking a break.
College basketball sucks.
College basketball is very hard.
The one thing I was very upset about was no nerfs. I really wanted to do some nerfs.
Some nerfies?
Oh, I've been waiting for nerfs. So the first spring training game is next week, right? The March 18th, 13th? I believe. 18th, okay.
Yeah, the 13th, everyone has to be in spring training by.
What is it?
18th, everyone has to be in spring training by.
No way. They have to be in, I think, the next 3 days.
No, the 13th, sorry.
I was going to say. I
think the 13th, everyone has
to be in spring training. Some players are reporting today.
Oh, yeah. Scherzer was there today.
Better be.
Hope he fucking trips and falls on his way in.
Hope he tears his UCL. No, I'm kidding.
We don't wish injuries. We don't wish injuries.
I don't want this podcast being taken down.
Yeah, Scherzer's going to be fucking negotiating with us next.
Yeah. Come on, the pod.
Doesn't sound like a fun guy to negotiate with after what just fucking happened.
Not at all. Not at all. Doesn't sound fun at all.
Yeah.
But other than that,
Scherzer.
Correa's getting huge interest from the Cubbies.
Yeah, man.
Which makes no sense. Yeah, it makes no sense.
Why the fuck did they trade all those people then?
Yeah, just to spend. What was the point?
Doesn't really make sense to me.
Why not just go? Did Javier Baez sign? Yeah, right?
I believe so.
I think he went to Detroit.
Did he?
I think he did.
I don't know. All this fucking happened so long ago that.
I know. I forgot. I think he plays for Detroit now.
Detroit.
Okay.
Along with Eduardo Rodriguez.
E-Rod. He got a bag. Got a nice little dough for
he did. He got some good money.
Pays to be a left-handed pitcher in baseball.
Where did Martin Perez just signed? I forget what I said.
Your Rangers.
Rangers?
Rags.
Back with the Rangers?
I think you said the Rangers before we logged on.
Yep, Rangers. On a new deal. I'm going to miss Martin Perez blowing up the fucking bullpen. Fucking dropping a Cleveland steamer on the fucking mound.
It's just great to have baseball back.
Got any shit sounds on that soundboard?
I probably do. I mean, look, we're going through this together, guys.
What the fuck was that?
A toilet flush.
Play it again. Play it again. I think he deserves two. That sounds so disgusting.
Flush him down the toilet.
That sounds so gross.
I got EDM stuff on here too.
Oh, word. We're getting lit.
We're going to get dance parties up in this podcast.
So I thought more free agency stuff would pop off.
I did too. I expected like 40 things to happen as soon as as soon as the thing opened up, and then nothing happened, and I was like so upset.
Do you think teams are like scared that they would get charged with
tampering? Probably, maybe, but who knows?
Yeah,
who knows if they really were talking. Brian Cashman must have just been sitting somewhere doing nothing.
Yeah, probably.
He's as useless as anybody.
I left all the fucking meetings early.
No. Tired. What are you tired from, bro?
Yeah, you do nothing all day.
I know. You got millions of dollars for other people to do stuff, and you can't just stay at the meetings that we need you at.
That's the one thing I don't get. Why were they not negotiating 24/7?
Yeah, that didn't make sense. Like, it was always deadline day that they were like, you know what? There's
35 fucking deadlines to have a full season. They finally agreed, and they're having a full season anyway.
I know. Like, last week was the deadline. So let's stay 20 hours and then negotiate and then not have a deal and then say we'll have another deadline the next day and then make no progress. Like, what happened in the last the 4 hours that you fell asleep?
Yeah.
Did you see a dream or something? Like what happened? It made no sense. You go from great progress one day for 15 hours and then you're in the room for 4 hours the next day, everybody's not happy and it's going nowhere.
That's why I think it was the MLB controlling the media.
And then also leading up to the meetings, you had 30 minutes, 20 minute meetings.
Yeah.
What's the point? Why not just do what we're doing? Go on Zoom and just talk for 10 minutes and just
they could have done it as a podcast. I think next time it should be televised.
That would be too boring. I don't want to watch Max Scherzer screaming at people.
Yeah, I can do it enough on the mound.
Yeah. That would be very... They should have just did like... I don't know. I don't really know. That was ridiculous, the 15-minute meetings every day. Oh,
yeah, for sure. I mean, realistically, we only missed, what, a week of spring training games?
I think it was supposed to start February 23rd.
Oh, so what?
Two weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
It's not awful.
That's the one thing that's worrying me. It's the pitchers.
They're raising the roster size by 3 people in April.
That's good. Still, like, I'm still scared of pitchers getting hurt, you know?
I agree.
Because I don't know what the hell they were doing during this.
I'm sure most of them were throwing.
Was negotiating half the time. So was he? When did he make time to throw?
Yeah, well, when they had those 20 and 30 minute meetings, I'm sure he was.
Yeah, surely he had more than enough time to could have just went in the outfit he wore. He wasn't sweating in it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it wasn't that crazy. That was ridiculous.
So you have some idea about some call-ins? Possibly.
I'm thinking we could, let's have some fun, make this like a radio a little bit, get people to come on into the voice, what the hell is this called, Zoom? Just don't show us your dicks, guys. That's one thing we don't want. Because I'm coming here and doing some weird shit. That's the one thing, please don't do that. But that would be fun. Have a couple, do about 4 or 5 random people come on.
Yeah, I agree. I think next week I'll open it up. When we're about to go live and record the pod. It's going to be on Friday,
probably around 5 o'clock. So everybody, 5:30. So everybody,
hopefully, now we can start getting back on a regular schedule. Now that baseball's back, now that baseball's back, we're back.
Yeah, that should be the name.
That
should be the name of the podcast episode. We're back, Blake. No, baseball's back.
We're back.
We're back.
So yeah, I'll post the Zoom link. We'll have a couple people join, talk a little baseball, shoot the shit a little bit.
Give us a call, you know? Give us a ring.
But yeah, I think that
this will probably be, but to be honest, this is what the lines will probably be like.
Oh, for sure. At least at first. At least at first. We might be able to get a couple people. We can get some bad takes that we can shit on.
Yeah. Hopefully. Just hopefully no dicks. Or like something weird. Like, I don't want no like demon face when you come on, you know, like wearing a mask or something. That would be scary. Nothing like that.
Yeah, nothing crazy. But you know, I think that's a good episode. I think
free
agent stuff to happen. You got one more thing?
Yeah. What do you think Clayton Kershaw's gonna go?
Ooh, I don't know. I can see him going back to the Dodgers.
I really want him to be a Ranger.
I want to see him on any other team.
I just keep seeing him in a Ranger uniform and it just looks so pretty.
I want to see him on literally any other team other than the Dodgers.
I can't wait for the Rangers to come in town.
Yeah, me neither.
They come in town quickly for the Yankees.
You were supposed to open the season against them.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to go to that.
Yeah.
MLB app just sucks for me. Like, when you log into the MLB app, does it, like, just show you the account on the bottom first, and then you have to close it and then reclose it again? No. And then it goes on to the games?
Are you not logged in?
No, I'm logged in. It just takes forever.
No, I don't have that issue.
I've been having that issue for a while. But I think where the hell is the schedule here? Oh, it shows you at the top now. Look at that. Baseball is back. May 6th. May 6th to the 8th. I would love to see Corey Seager. Oh, love that, man.
We didn't even talk about first game on the schedule.
We got time for that.
The entire season. Red Sox, Yankees.
Well, we got time for that.
Give me a couple predictions.
For what?
That series.
Oh, I don't know what the team's going to look like. Could be totally different if we sign Freddie Freeman 4 hours.
Could be totally different if we sign Seiya Suzuki.
Yeah. Yankees get Carlos Correa or Carlos Rendon, or the Red Sox get Carlos Rendon or Clayton Kershaw.
I wouldn't mind a little Carlos Rendon. As long as he's not overpaid.
My friend told me he's like the same exact version of James Paxton.
Red Sox have James Paxton too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the Red Sox signed a lot of low-key pitchers before the lockout started.
We got Michael Wacha too.
Rich Hill and James
40-year-old Rich Hill.
Yeah. Second
stint with the Red Sox. Dominated the Yankees last year.
He's not bad.
Dominated the Yankees last year.
And Michael Wacha was throwing good ever since he stopped throwing his splitter.
It's fucking hot in my room. Jesus.
It's just you.
But Rich Hill dominated the Yankees last year. I can't wait to watch that again.
Yeah, I just hope he doesn't shit the bed this time.
10 times he's going to do it.
I don't know when Paxton's coming back.
I don't know when Paxton's coming back.
I think later in the season. He had Tommy John.
Screw Paxton.
But Paxton is a great bargain piece. He's cheap right now. And there's an option for a second year on his contract.
How old is he? He's got to be in his, 33?
Probably around there.
The good thing is also that we don't have to simulate the season, and that will be the show and pretend like it's regular baseball.
Oh, yeah. Now I was waiting. Yeah, he's 33. I was waiting for me and James Paxton have the same birthday. How about that? James Paxton, November 6th, 1988.
Look at that.
What a find.
Well, who would have known?
But I was waiting to buy MLB The Show for the season to get kickstarted, because in 2020, when there was no content from the regular season, the game kind of got a little stale. Didn't want the same thing to happen. Plus, I've been grinding Elden Ring.
Mark Feinstein with a tweet. Unsurprisingly, one name generating a lot of interest in free agency is Carlos Rendon. Per sources, arguably the best starter available, not named Clayton Kershaw. I don't even think Clayton Kershaw is that good anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the pitching market shit the bed after what's his name went off the board. Max Scherzer.
Yeah, he was the big target.
I don't know how. I don't know how he's a Met. I just don't get it.
Because Uncle Steve doesn't care about taxes.
But he does in some sort of a way. He was bitching and moaning about a four-tier tax that nobody ever sees.
Yeah, literally.
If you want to spend that much, go ahead.
Gotta be ready to tax you. Gotta be ready to pay it.
Yankees and Dodgers and Red Sox did it for years, so.
Exactly. Red Sox can get back there.
Stop being a little bitch. Where did they open up?
Who?
It's just funny. They only have two good starting pitchers. Who else is in that rotation? Tyler McGill? Who else is in that thing? See, it doesn't – like, see, this is how it works. Like, it just logs right into this first. And then I have to do this, then go right here, and then it works. It makes no sense. Yeah, I don't know if you paid attention to anything.
No, I did. I did.
Again, great. Great podcast.
Yeah, this is great radio. Great radio. I'm sure all our listeners are really, really riveted by what you have to do with your phone in order to open the MLB app.
Albert Pujols is gaining a lot of interest. I feel like I'm doing a live show.
Really?
I don't know. Because the universal DH.
Yeah, and he's also like fucking 48.
I know. How many? Isn't he close to 600 home runs or something like that?
700.
700. Also, I think he's close to 3,000 hits as well.
He doesn't have. I thought he had 3,000 hits.
Does he? Baseball knowledge. Not on par. I've been paying too much attention about CBB.
Yeah, he has 3,301 hits.
My bad.
679 home runs.
My bad, guys. My bad, guys.
Yeah.
I've been a college basketball maniac the past few months.
Oh, baseball. I can't wait for March Madness.
Wagner.
First day of March Madness. Wagon. St. Patrick's Day.
March 17th.
What a time to be alive.
I had my driving test that day or the written test.
Hey. Getting your
so we can take this on the we can take this on the road.
Spring training? We going to spring training?
I wish we could. I've always wanted to go to spring training.
I want to go to Arizona spring training. All the parks are like 5 minutes away from each other. Seems like
I think Will Ferrell should do what he did again.
Will Ferrell.
Remember when he went to every minor league baseball game and played a different position?
No.
You don't remember that? It was like 4 years ago.
No, I don't remember.
I forgot what the name of it was called. My stuff. Where was it? What did he do? What did he do? What did he do? It's probably not going to be on here. Will Ferrell takes the field. It happened in like 2015.
Okay.
Played like every position.
At a different game?
Yeah, a different game.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was just the Warriors game too as Jackie Boone.
Oh, great movie. Great movie. Great movie. All right. You got to go see the Batman.
I think we're ready to wrap it up.
If you haven't seen the Batman yet, go see it.
Yeah, it's my second time.
You're beating me.
Haven't gone your second time yet.
I haven't gone.
Oh, shit.
I know. I feel like an idiot. I feel like I forgot. I feel like I don't know what happened. Like,
you're going to watch it for the first time again.
I feel like I can't watch the spoiler stuff because I've only seen it once. I feel like a little jackass.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next Friday. More information on the Zoom call to come.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. We would love that.
Thank you guys. Lots. That's where you'll find me. Along with lovers, buggers, and thieves. I'm a deck of people.